Help me out.
It's What Should I Do, Crew, on 94.5 PST.
Jason is here. He's one of our listeners, and this is so sad. His dog is dying. Let's bring him on. Hey, Jason, thanks for being here.
No, thank you. Thanks for letting me do this. You know, it's a tough time for me and my wife right now. You know, we have to put the dog down soon. Oh, so.
I can't even imagine. That is so sad. I'm so sorry. Is he older?
Yeah. We got him right after we married 12 years ago. So, you know, he's lived a really good life, but he's been sick. So the vet, you know, the vet's advising that we put him down. We don't want him to suffer, you know.
I did it this summer. It's the toughest decision you have to make.
Oh, I'm sorry, man. Yeah. We're really heartbroken. My wife, she's devastated. And, you know, she told me she'll never get another dog. And she actually wants to pay someone to stuff him, you know, like a taxidermist.
Wasn't expecting that, Jason.
Oh, yeah, stuff him in the like, house. Like you see, like deer heads and hunters' houses and things like that. My uncle had one. It was so freaky.
That's what she wants to do.
Yeah.
And honestly, I thought she was joking at first, but apparently she's not.
So are you okay with this? Like some people are.
No.
Yeah.
I think she's so sad and she's not thinking clearly. That's what I think.
So you want to try to stop this?
Well, I would like advice on how to convince her that it's a terrible idea, but I also don't want to come off as insensitive when I know she's like genuinely very sad right now.
Yeah. Well, whatever advice Joe gives you, don't listen to it because he's probably going to say like, tell her she's nuts.
No.
You are so insensitive sometimes.
With
like
dying pets are more warmer.
But I cannot do that. I cannot do that.
Yeah. All right.
Divorce her.
No, you can't. Oh see, this is what I'm saying. Don't listen to Joe. Do me a favor, hold on. We're going to get some advice for you, I promise. And then we'll open the phones. We'll bring you back on and tell you what everybody said, okay?
All right, he's on hold.
Okay. Do you know, I'm not even kidding. My uncle was a hunter. And they had this family room with, I mean, like several people deer heads around the room. It was so freaky to walk in the room because it's like the Mona Lisa. You think the eyes are following you? You know what I mean?
You know, we've all been to those restaurants and things that haven't had them on the wall, especially like in the early 2000s, late 90s.
Yeah.
But like a deer is different
than your
family
pet.
It almost, I know you say that I'm not warm. I almost think he needs to show her that this will actually make the grieving process more difficult. The constant reminder of, like, you almost need to go through the motions. And I went through this summer. You go through the motions of, you think about the dog is empty. You call for the dog doesn't come. You need to go through that versus having the dog look at you in the house.
Does this happen?
Can you taxidermy a dog?
Has anyone done this with a dog?
Can you taxidermy a dog?
I don't even know what to say. But okay, so he's looking for your advice.
What should he do? Call the crew now, 609-243-9778. Or tap the chat button on the 94.5 PST app.
We're doing What Should I Do, Crew, on 94.5 PST, your number one hit music station. Hey there, good morning. It's Chris and Joe. We're Chris and the crew. We're talking with Jason. And, oh, so sad. Jason and his wife have to put their dog down. Joe just went through this. He knows how awful it is.
And the thing is, the emotion afterwards hits like in waves. This weekend, I just had a wave of just missing him so much. It happens.
So she is like beside herself that this is going to happen soon and has a plan to taxidermy the dog.
I didn't mean to laugh when he said it, but I wasn't expecting it. I was like, oh, okay.
Stuff the dog and put it in their house. He is like, how do I convince her this is an awful idea without seeming insensitive because she's so sad, like genuinely sad. All right, let's go to the phones. Lisa Ewing is on the line. Lisa, what do you think about all this?
Absolutely not.
Yeah.
That will not be healthy. You need to let go and let God. If you, what are you going to pet it, hug it? You're not going to get the same emotion back that you did. Let his soul rest. He did what he did for you. You did what you did for him and move on.
But how does he convince her that this is a bad idea? Like, I think we all know it's a bad idea, but how does he convince her? Because she thinks it's a good idea.
Psychologically speaking, she has to let it go. Because if it's still there as a reminder, she's not going to get back that enthusiasm that dogs give you when you come home after work. So it's going to continually make her sadder and sadder because she's not going to get that same reaction every day. So let us all rest.
Does he just kind of put his foot down and say, we're not doing this? Do you know what I'm saying?
Probably, yeah. Yeah. I mean, in the nice way.
Actually, though, Joe, I'm just looking at these app chats, and there's some actually good ideas in here and I see this when some of my friends have had kids go away to college, and, you know, they're going to be missing the family pet while they're in college. So you get them a pillow of the pet. It's almost shaped like the pet. You know what I mean? Maybe that's a good idea.
Okay.
Or someone says, go to Build-A-Bear. Don't taxidermy the actual pet. You know what I mean? Like, get a stuffed animal. Actually, we're getting an app chat from Ewing that says, let her do it, but keep it somewhere out of sight. After a while, she may realize that she doesn't need it. You know what I'm saying? Like, let her go through the motions, but... Mm. Rachel in Hamilton's the one that says, get a Build-A-Bear. Terrible idea. Maybe do a little memorial celebration of life with memories, cremation, like a place for him or her, in their favorite place.
Do a doggy funeral.
Yeah, something like that. May in Pittsburgh was the one who said, oh my God, no. Instead, get a pillow with the dog's face. Much cuter, not creepy. She sends her condolences too.
All right, here he comes. Hey, Jason.
Hi.
Jason, some of our listeners had a great idea, and I had thought about it too, actually, because some of my friends did it with their kids when they went to college. Get a pillow of the dog so she can hug it even, you know what I mean? And maybe that will help her heal a little bit. They have them. You got to just look online.
I mean, that's a way better idea than actually stuffing our real dog.
So maybe do that first. Like, do that now and have it ready, and then she hopefully won't want to do the taxidermy thing. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's not a bad idea.
Get on it. I'll send you a link. I'll find it for you, so make it nice and easy. Good morning. It's Chris and the crew in 732. Do you remember the Coldplay Kiss Cam couple? How could you forget them, right? Well, there is an update on the couple and a really bizarre thing we found out. If it's true, but it's true enough that People Magazine put it in, and usually they are checking their sources and stuff. So apparently there's a source.
Somebody spoke. Yeah.
There's a source. They're calling him a source close to Kristen Cabot. Kristen was half of the Kiss Cam couple. Remember, it was Andy Byron and Kristen Cabot, and they were full embrace, right? Full embrace at the Kiss Cam at the Coldplay show for the Kiss Cam. And quickly, if you're forgetting about this, quickly separated and hid when the camera came on them at the concert. So now this source, who's apparently close to Kristen, has come forward and said, it's not what you think it is. They're just really good friends. Are you kidding me?
This person did say it was inappropriate.
Yes, did admit, but said Kristen, I'm quoting Joe. So don't try to like,
I'm saying, but they did. They did. You're just reading choice quotes there.
No. Kristen and Andy had an excellent working relationship, a great friendship. And then it said, there was no affair. It was inappropriate to be hugging your boss at a concert. First of all, it was not just a hug. They were standing there in a full embrace, in a bear hug, watching the concert.
Okay.
That's not a hug. That's more than a hug. So, yeah, it was inappropriate to be hugging your boss at a concert, and she accepts full responsibility for it. But the scandal, the downfall, all unfair. We're being unfair to her. How about don't do inappropriate things in public? Do you know what they're saying, though, Joe? At first, we had heard that her husband was overseas, didn't know what was going on until he got, word of it, whatever. Now this source says that her husband was at the same concert with another woman on a date. Now, we did find out that they were already separated, those two. Andy Byron wasn't separated.
No, he had a wife CEO and children at home. No, the CEO was not separated, yes. But we do know that the head of HR, she and her husband were separated.
Quietly already separated. Mm-hmm. So, okay. But here's the thing. Then it went on to say that we're all being totally unfair, calling her a home wrecker. She doesn't deserve this. You were cuddling with the boss who was married and had kids. I mean, clearly, obviously his fault.
Yeah. She can't take ownership for that.
She's not innocent.
No.
She knew he was married.
However,
oh my God, this makes me so mad.
If every time something like this happened, there was international backlash, that's unfair.
Okay, guess what?
Couples have done a lot worse and not had international backlash because what happens? But now, their mistake was they did it in public.
Exactly.
That's their mistake. Exactly. Their mistake is they got caught.
So guess what? Who cares? You're not being treated unfairly. Stop doing inappropriate things in public. It's 2025. You got to know. Like, all my kids know that whatever
everywhere they
do could be seen online.
Yeah, there's cameras
I've taught
everywhere.
Them that.
Yeah.
You know that saying, Joe, that we all say, like, oh, we were so lucky growing up. Nobody knew what we were doing. Everybody knows what everybody's doing now. So they were stupid. And yeah, unfair? No, I don't think so.
It's Can't Beat Chris. Can't Beat Chris on 94.5 PST.
All right, Chris, meet your opponent. Meet your opponent this morning. It is Danielle in Princeton. What are you up to this morning, Danielle?
I am on my way to the train to head into the city for work.
Okay.
Ooh.
I like that.
So you got some extra time. I hear you're a newbie. You've never played before.
That's right.
Ooh,
right.
Well, good luck to you.
All right. Ready?
Thanks.
Danielle, Chris is making her way out of the room. We're going to ask you three questions. Chris will not hear your answers. And when she comes back, she's going to get the same three questions. Are you ready, Danielle?
I'm ready.
All right, here we go. Your quiz starts now. Jimmy Kimmel returned to TV screens last night on ABC. Meanwhile, his late-night competitors have been showing their support all week as well. Who is the current host of The Tonight Show on NBC?
I'm going to go with Jimmy Fallon. Lock it in.
All right, we're locking in Jimmy Fallon. There we go. Question number two. Danielle Fishel performed on Dancing with the Stars last night. She's probably best known for playing the role of Topanga on what 90s sitcom?
Boy Meets World, lock it in.
You know the rules of the game for a first timer quite well. Third and final question. We're just over a week away from Taylor Swift's new album, The Life of a Showgirl, dropping. What was her last album titled, as in the most recent one?
Tortured Poets. Tortured Poets, I think. Lock it in.
I was going to say, I lost that one in. All right. Captain Chris this morning is powered by Al's Airport and Bar Grill in Ewing. Live music 6 nights a week, brunch Saturdays and Sundays. Happy hour drink specials Monday through Saturday. Online at alsairportin.com. Al's, it is where the locals go. Hello, Chris.
Hey there.
All right, Chris. Danielle's all locked in, ready to go to work. And you're going to start now, Chris. Your quiz.
She was fast,
here we go.
Too. All right, here we go.
Question number one. Jimmy Kimmel returned to TV screens last night on ABC. Meanwhile, of course, all week, his late-night TV competitors have been showing their support. Who is the current host of The Tonight Show on NBC?
Fallon. Jimmy Fallon.
You both said Jimmy Fallon. You're both correct.
Okay.
Good job. Question number two. Danielle Fishel performed on Dancing with the Stars last night. She's best remembered for playing the role of Topanga on what 90s sitcom?
Boy Meets World.
You both said Boy Meets World, and you're both correct. All right, comes down to the third question. We're just over a week away from Taylor Swift's new album, The Life of a Showgirl, dropping. What was her most recent album titled?
It was the secret one, Tortured Poets Department.
You both said Tortured Poets Department, and you're both correct. Good job, Danielle. You tied with Chris on your first shot out of the gate. And you know what that means? You do not have to give us that phrase of shame.
Good show up.
Excellent. Thank you.
Yeah, just for playing along, we got you a pair of tickets to see Lorde when she brings the ultrasound to Philly's Xfinity Mobile Arena. And you probably remember that as the Wells Fargo Center. Tickets are mostly sold out, but you can win them all week with PST.
Listen tomorrow morning at 7:40 and 9:40 for another chance to be Chris on 94.5 PST. It's Chris and the Crew's Daily Scoop.
There's a new sandwich at McDonald's that's going to be around for a limited time. It's the new Bacon Special Edition Gold McCrispy Sandwich. That's a mouthful, Joe.
Yeah.
There's also a new Special Edition Gold Snack Wrap. Now, both have McDonald's new Special Edition Gold Sauce, which is inspired by South Carolina-style barbecue. I love barbecue sauce. It's sweet, smoky, tangy. It's like a mustard and vinegar-based. It's a crispy Southern-style fried chicken filet. It's got bacon, crinkle-cut pickles, that sauce, that gold sauce on a toasted potato bun.
Okay.
Man, that's making me hungry. 640 calories. It seems kind of big, so not bad. It's a meal, right?
I mean, we talk about a lot of, I have to tell you, I have to make a confession.
We love
McDonald's. We talk about a lot of food on the show. And when you describe a sandwich like that, by the time you get to the second ingredient, my brain, am I the only one? I can't pay attention. I'm like, what is she? it sounds like you're speaking French.
So Disney is increasing the price of Disney Plus again, once again.
What poor timing. Everyone's, canceling it or noticing that they're paying for it.
Yep.
Good or bad. And now they're raising the price.
And I just told you in the cruise news that, Americans as a whole, we're starting to be like, okay, we have subscription fatigue. We're done. We're cutting them. So anyway, the plan with ads is going up to $11.99 from $9.99. That's a pretty steep increase. And the no ads premium plan is going up to $18.99 from $15.99.
Wow.
It's insane. October 21st is when it's taken effect.
And right now is the time to really, because they're lumping all that stuff slumped together. Mm-hmm. Like, they're bundles also lumping, they're lumping in ESPN and stuff. So they're really paying attention to their subscription numbers.
Yeah, that's good. That's good. Yeah. So fall's here. Is your closet ready? So here are some styles for, the autumn for, what says autumn, by the way? Fall. For fall. Collarless coats are going to be big this fall. Leather flats, pencil skirts, and fringe. Like jackets with fringe. You know what I mean? Everything that was trendy and went out is coming back.
I mean, yeah. Well, it's always, yeah.
And are you good at keeping secrets?
Not at all. Not at all. Don't tell me what.
Out. Yeah, Joe is the worst. And actually, Joe, would you say I'm good at keeping a secret?
No.
Oh, I'm super good.
I've told you things. You've gone home and told your husband.
Oh, I'm well, that's different.
She went home
my
and was like,
do you know what he did? Husband is different. Anyway. I'm actually very good at keeping secrets. I know the ones that I need to keep and the ones that, I don't need to keep. You know what I mean? 81% of people say they are they just lying to themselves? And the rest say, yeah, no, they're not good. All right, there's the scoop. What is proper escalator etiquette? Didn't even know there was escalator etiquette. It's Chris and the crew. Good morning. It's 8:08. It's Chris and Joe. So what's the proper way to ride on an escalator? Phones are open. 609-243-9778 if you want to get in on this. So I was at the mall with a friend of mine, I've ridden escalators a million times. She said to me, so we were next to each other on the step, just kind of chatting, going down, and she said to me, oh, move over. Here, Greg, jump in front of me. I was like, what? She goes, you're blocking it.
Yeah.
I'm like, blocking what? She seems to think that it's like a road that we all need to stay to the right. So if people want to pass us, basically, on the escalator, they've got a clear path.
Stand right, pass left.
I think that's ridiculous.
Your friend, I think I know which friend of yours this is, and it is your friend that I would say is the most sophisticated friend of yours, the one who has done the most world traveling. Chris?
She does travel a lot.
If I got behind you on an escalator, and I would be cursing and mumbling. I'm at least on two escalators a day.
Where are you going on an escalator? The purpose of an escalator is so you don't walk, it walks for you.
Some cases you don't have a choice.
You shouldn't be moving on an escalator.
If I had a choice for steps, sure, I would agree. A lot of times I'll board trains at 30th Street in Philly. There's a staircase and an escalator.
Go on sometimes, the stairs then if you want to walk.
Sometimes when you're coming out though, you could only go up the escalator for various reasons. Okay. If you're trying to make your train, you stick to the right. You put your bag behind you. Stick to the right. There should be there's a special place in hell for people that don't follow this etiquette. A special place. Let those of us that want to be in a rut. Well, who gives you the right to that side?
I think the majority of people don't move on an escalator. And if you have to move for some reason, simply say, hey, excuse me.
Now I gotta wait.
I don't think you should have to stay on the right. That seems crazy.
Now I gotta wait. You want a lawless society where you go through it.
Lawless.
And do whatever you darn well please.
Because these are steps that move. You're not supposed to walk on a moving escalator.
Says whom?
It's an unspoken law. Rule.
Great, an unspoken rule is the one I'm supposed to follow. That I'm supposed to follow
in
my life.
The phones are open. 609-243-9778. So what is the correct way to ride on an escalator? I really didn't know there was proper escalator etiquette. It's Chris and the crew. It's Chris and Joe this morning. So I was at the mall with a friend and we were, you know, chatting with each other, going down the escalator side by side. And she grabbed my arm and she was like, oh, come over here. Come in front of me. You're blocking the way. I'm like, blocking the way? Blocking the way for what?
She's right.
She kind of says that an escalator is like a road where you basically stay to the right so people can pass on the left. I don't agree at all. I think you're not supposed to move on an escalator. It moves for you.
No.
Let's go to the phones. Nikki and Jackson is on the line. Nikki, who do you agree with here?
Joe.
Oh, come on.
Yes, because an escalator, yes, it moves, but you know, it helps you get down faster. So think about also the people mover in the airport. There's actually signs that say stand right, walk left.
Huh. Yeah.
It's the same concept.
And Nikki, if you were in a rush,
I never saw that,
or something, you would want the ability to move quicker. That's all.
Right. The escalator helps you move quicker. Yeah. If there's no one else on it, then that's fine. But if someone's behind you, they're usually like, oh my God, why is this lady standing here?
Chris is very suburban sometimes, Nikki.
I swear I never realized that. I was doing it on purpose. I never realized that.
You learn something new every day.
That's right. Oh my God.
All right. Let's go to Rob in West Windsor. Okay, Rob, is it okay to stand side by side?
You can absolutely stand side by side with someone. An escalator is not like normal stairs, okay? They're not meant to be walked up and down. You're supposed to just hang out in one spot, you know, let it do the work for you. There's no passing. I personally stand in the middle so that no one can pass me. Just wait 1 minute until we get down. Thank Everybody's you. In a rush. Just chill.
Thank you.
I don't know.
Thank you.
Hey, PST, who's this? Where are you from?
Hi, I don't know if that's me.
Yeah. What do you think?
Good morning. What do you think?
Good morning. You got to see to the right. There are people who are busy, and you're taking up the whole lane and just presuming that someone else might not want to go to the left or pass you up, or who knows? Maybe they're just busy. Maybe they're wanting to get some exercise on those stairs. But stay to the right. Let them by.
I don't think they're for exercising. I think the stairs are for exercising, not the moving stairs.
But Chris, you have to remember, in a lot of instances, and even I'm thinking about the mall, I'm thinking about Quaker Bridge Mall right here.
Yeah.
There's a lot of instances where the escalator is just in a more convenient location. And so I'm going to take the escalator versus going all the way around the corner to the stairs.
Hey, listen, I don't mind. I just didn't know it was a thing. All right, I'm in the app chat.
Very suburban sometimes.
What does that make me suburban? I go
to
the mall.
You're the nice girl from Cranberry who's been on, quote unquote, a million escalators in her life. I can guarantee you, if I've been behind you on an escalator before I knew you, I would be mumbling under my breath. All right. Get the F out of my way, lady.
God, everybody is in a rush. Adele in Yardley says, oh my God, please, please, please leave a passing lane open on the escalator. People in most cities abide by this rule.
Oh,
I swear I didn't
you
know.
Can, as somebody who lives in a city, I can tell when someone is, I can tell you when somebody is not from the city.
Now, Ryan in Levittown says they're completely wrong. The whole point of an escalator is not to walk. Yes, Ryan, I hear that. I especially can't stand people who get on those moving platforms like at airports and Universal Studios and then get made, you know, they get mad when they want to walk and other people aren't. The walking path is right next to it. Like, hello. That's what he says.
To the other extreme, Lori Middlesex said the opposite, basically. When you're walking, stick to the right. On a sidewalk, stick to the right. Lauren in Middlesex and I would get along on the streets really well. Because believe it or not, I'm slow in a lot of things I do in life. I'm a fast walker.
Do you know my husband gets annoyed every weekend when we go to the grocery store that people don't stick to the right in grocery lanes and leave their carts in the middle and walks around and stuff?
You know what?
I'm going to start a thing
on my phone where it's just going to start. Like, I'm just going to just walk places and just have it go repeating out loud. Keep right. Keep right. Keep right. People need to admit when they're slow.
Oh, boy.
And you are one of them that probably needs to admit you're slow.
I'm not slow. Actually, I'm a very fast walker. I just didn't know that I was blocking people on an escalator that's moving.
Mm. Your problem.
Remember the Coldplay Kiss Cam couple, right? Well, now apparently they're being treated unfairly. Oh, my. It's Chris and the crew. It's Chris and Joe. Joe thinks I'm being absurd about this. It's making me angry all over again. Now, listen, this is not... So remember the Kiss Cam couple is Andy Byron and Kristen Cabot. We have learned some information since then that she was already separated from her husband. He was not, though. Has a wife and kids at home. And now in People magazine, this source, quote unquote, source close to her is speaking out, saying the outcry and the treatment of her, her specifically, I should say, is very unfair. Says it was not an affair, by the way, that friends just stand like that at concerts, married friends. Are you kidding me?
They admitted it was inappropriate.
Inappropriate, but they say it's not an affair.
So that means that he hadn't, how do I say this nicely? They hadn't fully done the deed yet, it sounds like, is what that person
is
saying.
Yes, they have. Come on.
Whoa.
Give me a break.
You're assuming.
No, okay. Let's
say
they haven't done the deed. And yes, it was inappropriate. I think the treatment of them is pretty fair. Pretty fair.
But
they were doing really inappropriate things in public, by the way. They were so arrogant that they were doing it in public. If you're going to do that, do it privately or whatever. Do you know that they're saying that her husband was at the concert that night?
But they were already separated.
Yeah, they were already separated, yeah. But I think that's pretty funny.
So she was allowed to, I mean, frankly,
she was allowed to do
separated,
whatever she wanted. No, agreed.
For her marriage, it was over.
They
had come to the terms that, you know, she wasn't stepping out on her husband,
agreed.
To be clear.
Totally agree. But he was still married and stepping out on his wife. And you got what you got coming to you. That's
now,
what I said.
Now, to their credit, if you will, allow me to give them a little ounce of credit. Mm-hmm. They have not spoken. Mm-hmm. They have not come out and said, forgive us, defend us, all that. People close to them have. They can't control what somebody who wants 5 minutes of fame is going to say.
Yeah, I think it's pretty ridiculous to paint them as the victims at this point because it was all public. Well, then don't do anything inappropriate in public. How about that?
You're wrong.
It's Chris and the Crew's Daily Scoop.
Ooh, are you excited? The final Wicked trailer is dropping today. We've got the tease of the trailers. God, there's so much teasing when it comes to this movie.
I know.
We've got them up for you so you can see it on the 94.5 PST Instagram story. So now we're hearing it's going to be at around 11 o'clock this morning.
That's what we think, yeah.
Nothing confirmed. We're just hearing some buzz that it's going to be around 11. So keep your eyes on their social media. As soon as we get our hands on it, we'll pass it along. So are Rihanna and A$AP Rocky already married? He's kind of hinting, Joe, that they are. Elle Magazine asked him if he was looking forward to being a husband, and his response, how do you know that I'm not already a husband? Ooh, interesting.
That's a good point. That's what's going to happen with Taylor.
You think?
Yeah.
She's going to already be married for months, and then we're going to find out?
Yeah.
I think you might be right. It was a couple of weeks after the engagement, right?
Yeah.
So speaking of Taylor, you know the announcement of Taylor Swift, the official release party of a Showgirl, the movie, has caused another movie to shift dates. You know, this is like a last minute thing.
Yeah. But, the production studios are not thrilled.
Yeah, exactly. Grow was the movie starring the new Harry Potter series actors, Dominic McLaughlin and Nick Frost. That was originally supposed to go down on October 3rd, but now they're moving it to October 17th. Probably smart, don't you think? And you know Uncrustables, right? Joe, you really should bring Uncrustables here. They're so easy.
No.
You don't like them? Peanut butter and jelly?
No.
Well, now there's a new flavor. They're unveiling a new fall flavor. It's peanut butter and apple cinnamon jelly.
Nope.
Does that sound better to you?
No, none of that stuff excites me.
12 grams of protein. I need to keep it in the freezer right in the kitchen.
None of that stuff excites me.
So look for it in stores. All right, there's the scoop. You got to be careful when you're going on a first date because there's things that you're doing that could be keeping you single. It's Chris and the Crew. It's 9:10. It's Chris and Joe. Good morning. Joe, you've done a lot of dating.
I have done my fair share.
I didn't do a ton of dating. I was always in kind of long relationships. So, you know, for anybody, first impressions matter, right? That's what they say. So there are...
Which I was great at.
I bet. There are things that you're doing on a first date, and relationship experts say these things could be keeping you single. Total turnoffs. Have you revealed your deepest secrets on a first date?
No.
That's good.
Why would you?
Well, exactly. Are you checking your phone every 2 seconds on a date?
Sometimes it's a nervous habit. I'll see people do it on a first date sometimes, like when I'm out, and I'm like, it makes sense. It's a nervous habit.
How about, are you bringing up past relationships?
Yeah.
That's a no-no.
I feel like
a lot of people do, though.
I like to tell them where I was the victim so they start to get the sense of who I truly am.
Joe loves to be the victim. Are you saying that you don't like adventures?
Yeah.
But see, here's the thing.
They need to know that out of the gate.
Exactly. I think you should be open and honest from day one, right? Because let's say you fake who you are, And then all of a sudden, you know, you're a sports fan. All of a sudden, you're sitting at baseball games all the time and you hate them. Or you're climbing a mountain because you said, oh, I love to hike.
When they ask me my hobbies, I go sleeping and drinking.
That's probably smart.
On first dates, I've always been abundantly honest. Sleeping and drinking are my hobbies. And that's it.
You can't fake that stuff because then you end up doing a bunch of stuff that you don't like to do.
Yeah.
So just be open and honest.